I just see it, bro. I see angles, you heard?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Lightbulb Moment.
I see stuff. I'm just saying.
Before you say anything else, today's episode may contain language from out of this world. I don't know. Wow.
yeah, out of this world. I'm like, that's exactly what it is, out of this world.
Nah, but if you're listening space and you're with your kids and all of that, you know, I forgot.
We love the kids.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yeah, you know, yeah, we got both ways. Woo. Yeah.
So,
we love the kids. You're not ready for this, huh?
Nah.
You're not ready for this.
Nah. It's okay, though.
Both ways.
I'm always ready.
We're getting two-way.
No, for real, we got one in the back and one in the front.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to that now.
No. All right, well.
Two devices. We're referring to a camera because we're recording for the first for real time. We're testing out this recording thing. Mm-hmm. And we're referring to the microphone that sits behind us to clarify for people so y'all don't get exaggerated. Go over the top. But.
As if you weren't already over the top.
Yes, but I'm trying to come back down to the bottom.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So what's good, man? What's your name?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's me, ESP, Mr. Vibes, if you need a last name.
I'm so glad that you adopted that tag.
I like it.
Yeah. It took us a while. That was a phase. It's your boy, Awesome Nia. Awesome Purpose. You did.
Yeah, we did.
I'm glad you did. Well, today, to continue our cycle through the lunar cycle. Oh, you like that one? Cycle through the lunar cycle.
The lunar cycle.
The lunar cycle and the elemental phases throughout the lunar cycle. We're going to bust your head with, what is this?
Astrology 101.
That was so, okay. Astrology 101.
I mean, it's my professor voice.
No, that would fall asleep in your class.
Astrology 101.
Well, that's, there you go. You got to get my attention. Grab me.
I'm sure.
So what? Word.
No, but you know, the last couple of episodes, which were all about the elements, and we talked a lot about the planets, and we talked a lot about the zodiac. And so, we really should have did this episode first. But
yeah,
oh well,
we're here. Give you breakdown. That's how they do you in school. They give you all the stuff, and then they break it down to you.
Mm-hmm. So prologue.
Yeah, so this is going to be in regards to the houses. We're going to define and break down the whole house scenario, because that was one of the things that completely didn't make sense to me when we were...
Like, okay, the planets and where they... Mm-hmm. How you get your natal charts and things like that.
So you can truly understand...
Yeah, because it gets confusing. And I don't know, like, a lot of people... Like, the whole Mercury is retrograding thing, I think a lot of people were kind of just saying it and not really understanding what exactly that meant.
I just chopped it up to some mumble jumble.
I mean,
I understand it better now. I'm glad, like, since we've been going through this process and really breaking down these different aspects of the lunar cycle, yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes, here. So.
Oh, you... What?
Okay. What? So.
I don't even know where to start, because this is more you.
Is it?
Yeah, you're deep into this.
Okay, well. All right, so let's start with...
Professor. Yeah, come on, Professor. Come on, Professor.
Let's start with space.
Profess.
All right, so we've got one universe, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna start from the beginning and go in, all
right? Right.
So we got the universe.
Yep.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of galaxies in the universe, right? And every day, the universe expands by, like, billions of miles.
That's the crazy part.
That's wild. But, yes.
I'm not even being... Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Inside of the billions of galaxies, there's billions of stars.
Mm-hmm.
And one galaxy in particular, the Milky Way galaxy, you may be familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you live there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's billions of stars in there. Yeah, right. So, and each star has its own planetary system. Yes. So, our system, the Milky Way, we have one big bright-ass star, and that is Sol, which is where we get the name solar system. Right.
Mm.
So, within the system, you've got Earth, where we live,
mm-hmm.
which is constantly rotating around the sun.
Because mm-hmm. that's the star within the
construct.
Understand, a sun is just a big burning star.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to clarify. I want to clarify it so people
yes.
would understand it. Because you said it's made up of a bunch of stars and our star, but you didn't clarify our stars or something. But keep going.
I don't, okay.
I got you.
Y'all know what I'm saying, okay? Follow me. All right, so the Earth. We all on the Earth. We're orbiting the star.
Okay.
And as we're orbiting, we're also rotating, right?
Right.
So we're rotating within the same shape since the beginning of time, the same movement. Now, your birth charts and your astrology comes from, wait, let me back up.
Screw it.
You're on the Earth, right? You look up and you see all the stars, okay? The stars, there's a bunch of different clusters of stars, families of stars. There's actually 88, I believe, families of stars.
Hmm.
We focus on 12 of them, the ones that we can see on our axis.
Okay.
And those are the 12 zodiac signs.
Right.
So each zodiac sign falls within a house. And okay, so your houses are basically determined by the planets, the 12 planets, or not?
Yeah. No, the 12 signs.
Yes.
It's not 12 planets. And then the planets, the moon, and the sun.
And then the sun and the moon, yes. So, and Pluto as well. I guess modern day Pluto's not considered a planet.
Pluto's a planet again. I told y'all Pluto's back to a planet.
It's like a planet.
The planet.
Right. So,
that's why I say science is
each planet gives off a certain electromagnetic wave, scientifically speaking. It gives off an electromagnetic.
Yeah, Earth has an electromagnetic.
Yep, every planet has one.
Right.
Now, a lot of people call this simply energy, or.
It is.
Yeah, simply energy.
It's energy.
So, depending on where you were born, like if you're on the Earth and you're born here, this is called your. Midheaven, right? The midheaven. Mm-hmm. This is the midheaven. Okay. Your midheaven. All right. So, say we were born underneath Gemini. So, in our midheaven, Gemini was the closest cluster, family cluster, right?
Right.
If you're standing at your midheaven, like 90 degrees over, the sun is coming up.
Okay.
Okay. We don't want to figure out, like, that's how you figure out your rising sign, your moon sign.
Because some point in time, the sun is coming up when you're born and the moon is going down within.
Yes. Now, the way you calculate stuff like that, when we talk about houses and all that stuff like that, I know I'm probably going all over the place now, but it's determined by where the planets are,
mm-hmm.
where the stars are.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, it's like if you compose two maps on top of each other,
mm-hmm.
and then put where you were in that inside of that map, and you could literally determine a lot of your personality traits, how much energy you get from this planet and that planet, you know what I'm saying? And that's where
you should focus on. That's like when we say something is in Jupiter, or when it's in a certain planet, or something is in retrograde, it's going to affect you more because your sign, based upon when you were born and when those things were aligned, it has a greater effect on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets complicated. It's
that part was simple.
But it's 101, right? So
101.
Yeah. So when people say like the whole to revisit the Mercury is in retrograde thing, what was happening in that instance is okay. So Mercury lives in the house of communication. That's like Mercury rules our communication. It rules communication. So when people say shit was in retrograde, that's because Mercury was literally moving backwards, it wasn't progressing. So a lot of that energy was being withheld. So like people were communicating wrong. Our technology was fucking up.
So that's one of some is retrograde. The energy is almost like a backup.
Like we're losing some of that energy.
It's not being compacted and overwhelmed. It's actually, since it's going backwards, the energy is not building up. It's mm-hmm. actually regressing.
Mm-hmm. So
retro
Mercury being in retrograde, it basically was, that's why people was fighting, like communication was fucked up, and when communication is fucked between human beings,
because this is progressing, it's building, and communication is great.
Yes,
but when it goes into retrograde, and since it's not moving, it's not even being neutral, it's actually moving backwards.
I think like literally retrograde, yeah, it would be moving backwards.
Okay.
Literally, but Yeah. So I don't know.
That's the overlook of houses. That's how houses work.
That's kind of how
to break that down. I don't know if I explained it right. Houses 101. Basically.
I tried. Yeah. So
your house falls in the day. I mean, the month and the day you're born, and at the time you were born, you would look at the astrological calendar.
Your natal chart too.
And your natal chart, and identify where the planetary alignment was
inside of your house.
Inside of your house,
you're like house man. Yeah. So
to identify, like if you're a Gemini rising, something.
So at my, what is that one? The sixth. Wait.
So basically, all this being said, once you take these three different signs inside of your root sign, you can identify yourself like, okay, I'm a Gemini, or we're Geminis. But within a Gemini, we have Libra traits, and we have...
Possibly. It just depends. Like, you can be
we already identified
Selenium, who has straight Capricorn inside of there, or like straight Gemini in their like natal chart. Like, it's really
right,
an
so,
infinite
but
amount.
At the same time, these three different elements come together to help comprise you of the overall. So you're rooted in a certain space, but you still operate different from somebody who may say share the exact same root as you,
mm-hmm.
or the exact same sign as you, and have small characteristic difference.
Well, it could be small on the chart, but big.
But big overall.
Yeah, it could be. Like, it's literally infinite. Like, it's literally infinite.
So, mm-hmm. Where did this derive from? What was the origin of all this?
It's like, oh, okay. So there's so many different, like, it's hard to say where it started. It just started from people studying the stars, literally. And there's a lot of ancient history behind, like, things like the solstice and even the elements, or, and just the stars fall into that same, like, it's a lot of ancient history. It's deep. It runs deep. That's what I'm saying. Like, stuff can get really complicated because there's other things like you get into when you look into your charts, like your nose, south nose, north nose, your moon. It's a lot. It's a lot. So we don't have 30 minutes to cover that question, but I would definitely encourage anyone else who wants to dive into that rabbit hole. The ancient history behind it is pretty interesting. Like, so yeah.
All right, so let's break down the different houses and where they fall in.
Bet.
So the first node is Aries, correct?
The first house, Aries is the ruler of the first house. Yes.
And the first house is basing
your, like, it's like what, it's like your
individuality.
Individuality, but literally your first, like, impression. Like, Aries typically come out who they are for their entire life. At birth. Like, they it's just basically the things that affect you in your youth or stuff like that.
Beginnings, the body, first impressions, attitude, identity, approach to life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything that happens in the beginning dictates exactly who they're gonna be as they progress through life.
Yeah.
Because of being in the first house. So if you have some of that, if your sign falls in one of those houses, like Aries, or your moon falls in Aries, then you're gonna have some of those qualities or traits too.
Yeah.
You might kind of move even though.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you get into that, like your moon sign, it's like the moon represents something totally different. So,
all right.
I would have to look it up because I don't really know exactly what Aries moon, what part of their personality that would affect, but yeah, surface level, yes.
Okay, surface level.
Yes. So the second house.
Correct.
Yes, your resources, your personal resources, how well you use the world around you.
Taurus. The second house is Taurus.
Mm-hmm. I love Taurus.
Because the whole calendar starts from Aries, so it starts in April. March going into April, and then Taurus starts at the end of April going into May.
Right. So that's like, yeah, literally how you use the world around you, like your money resources, and Taurus are pretty stable, creatures, I think. Mm-hmm. Creatures of habit.
Yeah. Stability. So, mm-hmm. And so, progression. They progression. They, like when I think about what's his name? What's Angie's husband?
Devon.
The way he moves.
But like, to clarify, just because Taurus is the ruler of that house, like your second house, say you had Gemini in your second house, we bad with like so. You know what I'm saying? So
man, do that not would hit just me be... with that. Do not hit me with that bug.
Just saying, like, we damn lucky. So that's
I guess.
That's what it would look like for somebody who has Gemini in their second house. But if you had Taurus in your second house, then yeah, obviously you would be really fucking good with money. This is the ruler of the house. Does that make sense?
Speaking of, third house is Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Which was thinking, communication.
The third house?
Yeah, the third house is Gemini.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Lipo. Okay.
Yeah. Social activity, yep.
Communication.
Interest, neighbors, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Education, yeah, all this shit makes sense, right?
Yes. Yes.
100%. We need community.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's no, hey, you can't deny it. This is part of who we are. I watch my friends, even my homegirl Hannah, like, it's community. She needs that.
Is she Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the opposite house of communication? Like an Aries in third, like if you had an Aries in your third house, Jesus. Sorry.
So the fourth one? The fourth house would be Cancer. Cancer.
Okay.
It's rooted in home and family, self-care, emotions, foundation, mother, children, women. Yeah, it's my cuz. Yep. 100%. And his root in his
family man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three kids. Wife. Stability as far as career. He gonna bust his ass and work and take care of everything. He's gonna provide. Wears his feet. He used to wear his feelings on his sleeve. He got a little bit better with his communication, so now he can better verbalize. But yeah. And self-care like a motherfucker. He's serious. Yeah. That's one thing we don't have. Our self-care need.
I only have a few like Cancer friends, so like I like maybe that I know of. But yeah, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see, the reason I feel like all this stuff is relevant now because it helps you identify the person you're around. If you can identify, I'm starting to learn the more you know. Okay, somebody close to me says what you know can't be used against you. So if you understand these things, you can actually use them to manipulate this. Your approach, or even better, understand who you're dealing with, which therefore helps you know how to handle that individual. We go around trying to figure people out, but we don't really know who we're dealing with, and most people don't know themselves well enough. So being able to identify yourself through your sign, through your astrological calendar, so on and so forth. Love languages.
Yeah.
Attachment, what is it called? Attachment styles. That was something else. Attachment styles, that's another. But I'm getting off.
Yeah.
That was a big helper. That helped. That made me like shift a lot of stuff. But the ruler of the fifth house. I stutter sometimes.
What's the fifth house?
It would be Leo. Oh, I'm cold, son. I got these. It would be Leo.
Okay.
It's so, Leo.
Romance, love, affairs, creativity, fertility. That's your fifth house. So if you had Gemini in your fifth house, damn, we'd be wishy-washy as hell. You'd be wishy-washy as hell. I think, I don't know, I'm guesstimating. I really don't know what. it gets deep, like I said, but yeah. Okay, sixth house is your health, fitness.
Virgo.
Systems, they systematic, analytical nature, pets, work habits, organization, sense of usefulness. Yeah. Okay. Gemini in sixth house, what do you think?
Depends on the day. Nah, I'm not, I have no, nah, no Virgo at all. I'm just getting into health. Kind of understand.
I don't know what's on my
phone. We're the system. Right. I know I ain't got no Virgo in me. Systems, analytical nature. No. Pets. I'm just learning about pets. Work habits. I mean, I'm cool.
So what's the seventh house?
Libra. Oh shit. Let's see. Cause
you have no Virgo in your chart.
I didn't think I did.
Oh wow, you really don't have Virgo in your
chart. Nah, I knew I didn't. No Virgo in my chart at all. I don't feel any Virgo-ish in me. That is the extreme opposite.
Oh man. Okay. Seventh, we said Libra, right?
Uh-huh.
Relationships, marriage, contracts, business partners. Yeah, equality.
Yeah, I know we got that.
Yeah, Libras are very much the more logically turbulent of the air signs.
I got air within air. Yeah, that's one floaty as shit. Just aloof.
Yeah. What's the eighth one?
Hold on. Don't tell me. Hold on. I know this. Because I'm pulling this off my head. This is off the top. So just, oh, that's Scorpio. Yeah.
I was gonna say, you can guess by looking at this one. Sex, intimacy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shared finances, inheritance, taxes. Yep, assets, yep, priority, joint ventures, goals, mystery, partners. We said, yep. The people who I know, like the resourceful Scorpios, who are really grounded in their shit, yeah, that's them. That's them. Until they get some shit that throws them off whack, like, that's them.
Yeah, I don't think it's having crazy a Gemini in that slot would be a bad one.
So, we just said Scorpios, you know what, this is where I fall off at. What's after Scorpio?
What's number 9?
Is it Pisces? No.
Is it Pisces? Wait.
No.
Oh,
Sagittarius. Sag!
Travel, wisdom, philosophy, higher education, law, and religion.
Jupiter.
I didn't. Okay.
Sag is like November, right?
Mm-hmm. Like the end of November.
November 21st. No, he's not a Sag. I don't think he's a Sag.
So, just a side note. The qualities of the houses are also the qualities of the planet. So, Sagittarius is correlated to Jupiter. Jupiter has those, that's what it rules over.
Oh, I think that was a little missing link that I thought I was going to tell you. Yeah. I missed that part. Yes.
Get it right.
Sorry. Well, whatever. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a Sag. You know this one.
Yeah, I know now. It's Capricorn, the 10th house.
Yeah, come on.
I had to get my projector. I had to get that out because I'm good at like knowing which signs are how they operate. But you know, when it comes to this chart stuff, that's where you lose me. I've done the research, but the actual map doesn't stick here. Okay. I'm more of a vibey person. I go off of feels, not logistics. But yes, the 10th house is Capricorn. And that's that on that. So the 11th house, no, sorry.
Do the logistics not help you verify the vibes to make sure that the vibes are correct?
Yeah, when I can remember them. Okay. My brain just doesn't do numbers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we already know from the video game aspect. You like doing the design. What is it? No, you like farming. Cultivating. You cultivate.
Yeah.
I figure out, analyze, and
I think I talked my way through all of my good grades in math. So.
Nah, that was my math and my shit. I did the work.
Yeah, charts and things like that. Mm-mm. I get lost. I would really get lost in the stars as much as that's my aesthetic. But I wouldn't mind it.
So we're at Capricorn?
Yeah, we're at Capricorn. That's number 10. Career, long-term goals, structure, status. Yeah. Yeah, I know my Capricorns cannot handle instability ever. Yeah, but just don't do that. Like, instability, what is that? What is that? Yeah, no, they don't operate well without that. Gemini in the 10th house?
That's how I know I don't have any Capricorn in me either.
we're so mutable. That's another one of these charts that applies, is like whether it's immutable or if it's static or if it's like your sign. And you know, Geminis are mutable, so we can adapt to
different like energies. Chameleons and shit. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I have that ability to adapt to certain environments.
Mm-hmm.
What you just said.
Even if you don't like it, you can kind of just be like, okay,
flexible,
well,
yep, adaptable, impressionable, versatile. That is versatile. Okay.
Yeah.
And then so Aries, Libra, and Cancer says also while we're Cardinals, so we're leaders, ambitious.
Wait, what?
Leaders, ambitious, because we're cardinal.
No, we're mutable.
Yeah, but I'm saying all the fact that we have Libra in our one of our houses.
Mm-mm.
So that doesn't work like that.
Mm-mm.
So only in your main house is where
it's just another like line. Literally, like if you took the star chart and then you set the house chart and then you set the cardinal chart, then you could set the elemental chart, then you could set all that shit on top of each other. You see what I'm saying? That's why I was like, this shit is complicated. Like,
on top of each other.
Yeah, perfect. So depending on where you are, it could be like anywhere within that. But yeah, that's kind of how you determine
yourself. So where would you see yourself at?
Well, you can't see it on there. Like,
so when you see all the lines on the circles, that's where it's pointing you to. I can show you.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. So right here,
yeah,
Gemini.
It show them. Put it up there.
Put it up.
We can post it.
Still getting used to the camera thing, you know.
Yeah. I was about to put that off. Right up in that bitch. Boom! Look, yes. People. Look at what I'm looking at. See what I'm saying with this blurry ass.
So, yeah. Okay. The 11th house. What is it?
You know what? I'm stuck after Capricorn. What's the last two?
The 11th house, groups, friends, social
Pisces,
humanitarians, stuff. Technology, hopes, and wishes for the future.
What's the 11th house?
Pisces. What did we miss?
I don't remember what we missed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Aquarius, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The 12th house. Ending. Closure, spirituality, solitude, karma, old age, afterlife, and what's hidden.
Okay. So,
that's Pisces. Yeah, Pisces is fun.
You looked up a little bit of mines, and mines was my houses, you said, my moons and everything. You said it was, we both had a Libra what?
Rising.
And what was the other one?
Your Leo moon.
So can I look at this chart and say Leo moon, and then look at the traits of what house the Leo falls in, and then identify?
Yeah, I could just send you this, it'll tell you all about it.
Okay. See, shit is important because it helps you know yourself. You think this shit ain't important to you. You really get to know yourself based on that shit. And, woo. It's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Well.
Is that that point? We're at that point. That is houses in astrological sign 101. Shit, it sounds like it is really deep. I'm a beginner.
Me too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm a, like, intermediate beginner.
You're intermediate, but you're a beginner. Like, you still have invested time into this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I've been kind of here getting tidbits over years.
I'm still, like, getting into the natal chart thing. Like, I gotta... It's hard for me. It doesn't click for me for some reason, but, yeah.
Well, we at that point.
I know my sign and myself and my rising sign and my moon sign, and they definitely match. So
you feel like has that helped you center yourself into who you are and be comfortable who you are as an individual?
I guess, yeah, in a way. It definitely gives you direction, like things to pay attention to, and I feel like a lot of this shit is like scarily on point. Like if you describe a Leo to the Leo's face, then I don't know if they would be receptive, but healthy Leo, then they'd be like, damn, that is me. Same thing if you did it to me, just like earlier. You just read a whole bunch of facts about Gemini. I'm like, damn. Can you stop?
I like that shit, son.
Like, yeah.
Can't run from your truth.
Yeah, so in conclusion, look up your birth charts. Learn about yourself.
How would you look up your birth chart?
There's plenty of websites you can look up your birth chart on.
What information would you need?
You need to know your time of birth and where you were born. Like the time, the exact time, day, all that, because a few minutes.
And then you need the latitude.
Yeah, like the exact latitude and longitude of where you like you gotta pinpoint. That's like as close as you can get to that.
So that's why it's different for every Gemini that was born on the same day on certain different parts of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
There's in literally infinite combinations of like your electromagnetic vibe buildup.
That part, electromagnetic vibes, we probably need to.
I just say that because you know there's a lot of people that are like, well, where's the science behind it? It's just people just say, just because you're a Gemini, you act this way. Like, no, there's literally like scientifically proven that we communicate through electricity. Our brains communicate through electricity. Our body is a whole bunch of electricity.
Man, don't even go down the rabbit hole.
I'm just saying, shit for a minute. Briefly, everything's built up of electricity within us. So the electromagnetic waves from the universe are going to affect a lot of the way that your brain perceives things. And we all know perception is reality. Or is reality perception? I don't know. So, yeah, it is about that time.
That was dope, though. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's about that time, boy. Mm-hmm. What time is it?
In the cosmos.
Oh, where is it?
We're going into the cosmos.
I thought we were already there.
We're there now.
Okay, I've been there the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what's going on? Yeah.
How you know? Because you know the universe is like stretching. So what's beyond what's the stretch?
Woo! Don't stop, man. What's going on in the cosmos? What's going on in the cosmos?
I mean, I'm saying
stop.
I
can get
it. No, energy is.
You're not going down that rabbit hole.
You are the same energy you was.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is really time?
You could have been a dino turd.
So let me get my crazy, like, scientific face, you know, because crazy lunatic dudes who think like they get like this when they start talking. It's like, so what is really time? If the universe is constantly expanding and Earth's time is only based upon the lunar cycle of our planet around the sun. But if you remove us from that space of this this solar system, then does the same time that we use and we look at now exist outside of this solar system? Therefore, is this time that we live in right now relevant? And is it relevant only because we live in this lunar cycle?
No, we live. Time is just a construct. Why? Why? Why would you tell me not to go there and then go there? We're going to the cosmos.
I told you I was there already. I told you.
Oh my god!
I just proved my point.
I was really about to get into it with you. No,
I proved my
look,
point.
All right. The new moon is in Aries. Hopefully, when this post, it's like. It's Sunday, April 11th. I don't know. But that's when it starts. Sunday, April 11th. New moon is in Aries, okay? Now is the time to go to war within your life, okay? That's what Aries is telling you. You need to go ahead and go up in arms and set that shit on fire and just do the shit that you have been putting your mind to do. The world is opening up again.
Yeah, I can feel it. You can feel it.
Just finally take charge of all the things that you've been antsy about doing. And yeah, you know, like now's the time to do that. Start all of your new projects now. Spring clean out with the old and with the new.
Okay, that's refreshing.
Venus and Mercury are also in Aries. They're very, very close in Aries. And so this is a good month to manifest your love life. Should you want that. Or, you know, self-love. That's a good thing, too. But yes, mostly...
That part.
What, self-love?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just honestly, for me, personally, the best way to do that is just to create. Because when you create, you're essentially speaking to yourself through yourself. And it might be for other people, sure, or other people are receptive to it, but I feel like when we create things, like, it's something bigger telling us the things that we need to tell ourselves. So, create. And, that's all I've got.
And that's all you need.
This has been quite the awkward episode with this camera, for the first time.
But... Stop acting like a bitch.
Okay. Okay.
Get over it.
All right, I'm ESP Vibes. Follow me at Twitter, Instagram.
I'm aggressive Facebook. Nia.
All of that. This asshole I see.
That's my new tag. That's my new tag. I see. All in your ass. That's my new tag.
Ooh. Okay. New tag. Tell them where to find you. Because if they Google that, who knows?
Asshole I see. Boy, that's about to be a trip.
Come on, OnlyFans.
I'm so glad.
Tell them where to find
you. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Off camera joke. I gotta tell you something. Right. Remember that. Bookmark. Yo, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can follow us on Spotify, Himalaya, iTunes Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you love to listen to your podcasts. This is Awesome Nia, aka Aggressive Nia, Asshole Aussie, signing out for like all of you. For my name, ESP Vibes, if you need the last name. Peace. Hit the stop button!